For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump and his predecessor, Barack Obama, are delivering different messages as they push for votes for congressional candidates. The president in Indianapolis.
If they take power, they will try to erase our gains and eradicate our progress. The Democrats want to raise your taxes. They want to restore job-killing regulations. They want to shut down your steel mills, and that will happen.
And former President Obama in Atlanta.
America's at a crossroads. The health care of millions of people are on the ballot. Making sure working families get a fair shake is on the ballot. But maybe most of all, the character of our country is on the ballot.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Supreme Court says it won't block a lawsuit over climate change. The Trump administration requested the suit be stopped, saying that it was misguided. But the High Court ruled the administration didn't reach the high bar necessary to halt it. The justices suggested the White House consider a federal appeals court if necessary for its request. At issue is a lawsuit brought by youths accusing the U.S. government of failing to properly address climate change. Alec Baldwin has been charged with assault and harassment after allegedly hitting a man in an argument over a parking space. Police say Baldwin claimed he had a family member holding the parking space for him at the curb near his Greenwich Village home when another driver pulled up and parked in it. Heated words were exchanged, and then Baldwin allegedly punched the guy in the mouth. The actor was then taken into custody, and the driver went to the hospital. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley refers a woman who accused Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh of raping her to the Justice Department. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
According to Fox News, committee investigators have discovered that the woman, Judy Monroe Layton, is a left-wing activist, decades older than Judge Kavanaugh, and lives in neither the Washington, D.C. area nor California, but in Kentucky. Grassley's office says under questioning, Ms. Monroe Layton admitted she was not sexually assaulted and was not the author of the original Jane Doe letter provided to Democratic Senator Kamala Harris, a member of the Judiciary Committee. Grassley has also referred Julie Swetnick, Michael Avenetti, and an unnamed man for criminal prosecution after making false claims to congressional investigators.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Some New York lawmakers want to require something be added to the background checks done on gun buyers in that state. And USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The proposed legislation would require checks for hate speech or violent threats in someone's online activity before they could purchase a gun. It would authorize police to go over 3 years of a person's social media postings and 1 year of internet searches as part of a gun background check. Proponents point to the recent deadly synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh carried out by a man who is a self-avowed anti-Semite. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.